Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up in about 45 minutes, we'll play Capital Survivor for your chance to win. Not one, we have two pair of tickets to Game 3 Friday night at Capital One Arena. So get your Caps trivia brain flexed. Get it ready for 7:45. Mm-hmm. We will give away those tickets in just about 45
minutes. Those are for Friday's, tomorrow night's
game. Friday night's game. Game 3 at Cap 1 Arena.
Mm-hmm. You'll be there.
I will be there. Correct.
Did you get your suite connection or you don't know yet?
It's still working. Yeah.
TBD.
Yeah.
Eventually he will.
I have the utmost confidence it will happen.
It'll happen.
It's all good. It'll happen. So we wanted to get into some audio from our friend Grant Paulson from Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. He was on with Kevin Sheehan from Team 980 yesterday, and he's basically just discussing why he would go with Drake May, Drake May should be the pick at number two.
For the record, when you were prefacing it saying he's going to convince us, two of us already have Drake May higher than Jaden Daniels.
Right.
I had Drake May number two on my board after Caleb Williams, mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels number three. He has Drake May number one.
Right.
So he's trying to convince you and EB.
Right.
I think I have May five on my board.
You do.
I think.
You call him a project.
It's a longer clip.
Okay.
So stick with it.
All right.
And listen to it with an open mind. I think this is one of the best arguments that I've heard.
I definitely want to hear it.
I've got a pretty sizable gap between Drake May and Jaden Daniels, and I would take Drake May over Daniels.
Okay, why?
Several reasons. I guess to start, for me, I like the idea for Drake May of the throws that he can make. I think the things that he does poorly are more easily fixable and coachable than some of my concerns with Jaden Daniels. But with Drake May, people talk about him like he had a bad year last year. Now, this is the only player in college football with 9,000 passing and rushing yards the last 2 years without a great supporting cast, oh, by the way, in the ACC. In fact, if you look at the analytics on wins above replacement for quarterback supporting cast, so we're talking receiver, running back, tight ends, O-line on offense, for the past 2 years, Caleb Williams' group was worth 2.5 wins. Jaden Daniels' group was worth 2.2 wins. McCarthy had the best supporting cast at 2.7 wins, other than Bo Nix, believe it or not, at almost 4 wins. Drake May had a minus war from his supporting cast, meaning they hurt him more than they helped him. I think his age, he is 3 years behind Jaden Daniels in terms of football development on the field. He's going to be 22 years old in season. He's 21 now. You're talking about 26 starts as opposed to 55 is a plus, not a minus. I also think the throws are outrageous. 79 big-time throws is charted by PFF the last 2 years. Since 2020, nobody's had more than 59. One of the first things I look at in young quarterbacks coming out is size at this point. He's massive at 6'4", 230, built in a lab. The big-time throw rate of 8%. The guys at that level in college over the first two rounds the last several years, it's him, Josh Allen, and Justin Fields, who, contrary to popular belief, was a tremendous statistical thrower in college. Only Mahomes dropped back more per game than him. So people talk about, well, it's just the one season. He played really well last year or 2 years, but he threw a lot. And if you look at PFF grade against good competition, Power 5 teams, his was 90. Daniels was 80. Caleb was also 90. Penix was 89. Daniels has been the outlier there, throwing the football against really good competition. So Drake May, to me, is a better athlete than he gets credit for. Over 40 scrambles for first down on third and fourth down the last two seasons. You know, Daniels, as an example, had 22, which I don't hold against him. I'm just using it as context. But I think you design runs for him like Josh Allen in Buffalo on third and fourth and short. You send him off tackle behind pulling guards. I think he is an uber-athletic thrower first, and it's kind of exactly what I salivate about.
All right, so that was Grant Paulson on with Kevin Sheehan. Yep. Stomping for Drake May to be the
Are you convinced, pick. Cakes? Because, again, I already have Drake May ahead of Jaden Daniels. Jason has Drake May number one. Are you sold by what Grant Paulson is selling you
he
right
there?
He
makes some very compelling arguments. There's no doubt about that. But
it's not changing your board.
If I had to turn the card in tonight, if it were Cakes Peters, it would read Jaden Daniels as the pick.
EB, you've had Jaden number one. Did Grant convince you at all?
It'd be hard for me to. I just can't pass up Jaden's explosiveness. Like, I just think he's the most dynamic player. But I think he makes a good look. And as he's talking, I pull up a game against Notre Dame as Grant was, and he has one outrageous throw that, you know, it's not like I've studied a lot of Drake May, where he's rolling to his left and he literally just flicks his wrist. It's just a flick, and he throws it 40 yards on a rope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we saw it on his pro day. Some of his throws.
He just got.
And
that.
He has the size.
He had the second best downfield numbers last year, only to Michael Penix. So, and Michael Penix obviously had two or three NFL receivers. If Drake May had played for LSU, he would have won the Heisman Trophy.
I saw Zach Kruger post something about percentage of go routes. Did you happen to see that stat?
Mm-hmm.
And the criticism was, well, maybe Jaden, his receivers, they're so good that he's not really throwing a variety of throws because 17% of the throws were go routes. Now, they say he throws a good deep ball, and that's great, but
well, I think
you need to have maybe a wider array of throws in your bag.
Well, I think also the criticism is that the offense isn't super sophisticated there.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they just have such great athletes.
Right.
And also, Grant makes a good point. I've said this too. I mean, the fact that he's only played 2 years, he can get better in the things that he lacks right now. Right. So he hadn't topped out yet.
Right.
He can get better.
Well, why would you think Jaden's topped out? Jaden had tremendous growth.
I'm not saying he's topped out, but one of the criticisms is that Drake May has played a lot less football. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that necessarily hurts him because I think he's better already. He's better than Jaden Daniels in a lot of categories already playing half the games. So I think that the upside is higher for Drake May.
Plus, when you plug him in,
than it is for Jaden Daniels.
When you plug him in with actual talent around him, it sounded like at Carolina his talent was hurting him.
Well,
the lack of talent was just stark.
Now, look, he didn't face the defenses week in, week out that you know an SEC quarterback's going to face.
Right.
But he also didn't have the overall talent, didn't have the offensive line, didn't have the running game. His best receiver was out for 5 weeks. You know, he didn't have first-round receivers anyway. So I think there's a lot of boxes that he checks, and he would have checked a lot more boxes if he was playing in a different system with different talent.
I agree with you, EB. Jaden Daniels can get better, and there's been a lot of kind of hype that he got better using virtual reality. I don't know enough about it, but – a lot of people have said that he's a good processor, and some of that might have been using these, you know, VR headsets.
What we just saw around campus.
Yeah, but that he practices looking one, two, three, four, right. and going through the progressions.
I'm sure that is helpful. We just saw a huge growth in this last year. Huge mm-hmm. growth. Went from a fifth-round grade to maybe the number two overall pick in the draft.
I mean, I don't know that he was a fifth-round grade. I've heard some people say he was projected like third
okay.
round.
But
yes, he shot up.
Of course he improved.
I heard fifth round.
Of course.
You were third. Huge jump in production. And why can't that continue? I'm 54 years old. I'm improving.
So you're not sold by Grant Paulson's argument. We can open up to callers.
800-636-1067.
I know, but you're not moved enough to change your decision.
No.
Because I think that Jaden's overall talent is just too tantalizing.
Although we're going to see at 9 o'clock, you're going to have the number two pick representing the Commanders. And yesterday you said, Jaden Daniels is the number one on your board, but you might end up picking J.J. McCarthy.
Well, the only thing I'm scared about is that I am scared about that frame and just getting jacked up. And then I don't know. I actually don't know how he's going to. I think the number one attribute you need beyond athleticism is the ability to read the field and all that stuff. We don't know how any of these guys are going to do it at the next level. That's just scary.
Yeah, you better be a quick processor.
Right. Like, I think the reason why Brock Purdy is so good is because he sees the field so well.
Also, he has the experience. That's the one thing. I read an article, and it was about scouts and what they look for and all that stuff. And it was kind of projecting a possible trend, and that they said that when Purdy got to the league, now he was in a great situation, but he had so many games of experience that he had seen all these defenses, and that's maybe a knock on Drake May. You can say he can get better, but you just haven't seen enough.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm taking Jaden. I'm taking Jaden 100%. I don't know why the Bears don't strongly consider it.
My thought with Jaden is he could turn out to be Lamar, but he also could turn out to be Fields. Like, Fields got mentioned there.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could turn out to be RG3 and get hurt. I kind of feel like Drake May, he's going to be Josh Allen or Justin Herbert.
There's a chance. It is impressive when you see him take a hit. I saw him take a hit, and he's just such a big
dude. He's a big dude.
And he's going to get bigger.
And
when
you're
20, he's going to get bigger.
And it doesn't look like a big deal.
People question the athleticism compared to Daniels, and I understand that. I mean, Daniels just got that burst, and you ran for 1,100 yards, 1,200 yards.
No,
whatever.
I know he's a great athlete.
But
I know
May
he's a great athlete.
Leaps over defenders.
Yeah, no, he's
and
a
they're
great
not
athlete.
Defenders that are going like this.
No, I know.
These are defenders that are standing up, and he's jumping over them.
Did any of you guys happen to hear the interview on Grant Danny's show with Jim Nagy?
I did hear it, yeah.
So he runs the Senior Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and he actually worked with Adam Peters in New England. And I think he worked with Dan Quinn in Seattle.
Yeah.
And he talked about the prospects that he had seen. And he loves Jaden Daniels. But he also loves Drake May and said that they watched just the feet, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were amazed by his footwork. Now, he's been knocked for his footwork. But they were saying, you know, because he played basketball all the way through high school, mm-hmm. that he had, like, that's where he can clean up some of those things. And I also saw a lot of the knocks on Drake May right now are the same. Like, if you went back to pre-draft and you looked at what they said about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, very similar.
Yeah.
Josh Allen was inaccurate, bad footwork, this, that, and the other. Patrick Mahomes, same thing. Misses the layups, takes too many dangerous shots, bad footwork. This is the best two quarterbacks in the game.
But who would you rather have right now, Josh Allen or Lamar?
I think I'd rather have Josh Allen.
It's close.
It's very so close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it might just think, I just maybe think that Josh Allen's play is more sustainable. I don't know what Lamar is going to look like at 35. He's unbelievable right now, and he's become a really good passer.
Mm-hmm. See, I think he's already he's coming in way ahead of where Lamar was as a passer coming in.
Josh Allen's more prolific in overall touchdowns.
I think Josh can, I think Drake is a guy, but might get, just from what I've seen, he's a guy that can get you 40 yards on a run, maybe score a touchdown. But I think Jaden could go 80, like you said.
He definitely can.
Yeah. He could go 80.
He could score
at any point.
You're right.
So that's just
think the knock on May being inconsistent and inaccurate at times has a lot to do with the fact that he probably tried to do a little too much.
I'm sure.
To keep the Tar Heels in games. So
it was the same.
Look, they both can be really good. They both can be really good. Now, too, they both can be bust, too. Yeah. It's just a matter of how you view it, 2-3 years down the road. Who do you think is going to be better? We can't get into Adam Peters' mind. Seems like they're going to go Daniels, but I think it's just a guess. I think it is a guess.
Because they're not saying anything. I went to JP Finley afterwards and I was like, they're not leaking at all. They're not saying anything.
But the pick is they've made their decision.
Oh,
that was being reported last night. They have settled on who they're picking at number two. We just don't know who it is.
I believe that. Yeah.
At this point. That.
I don't think they're wavering.
We'll take your calls next on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. Have you been swayed by the audio that you just heard from Grant Paulson? If you're a Jaden Daniels guy or girl at this point, can your opinion change where you swing over to Drake May after you heard what Grant Paulson had to say to Kevin Sheehan? We'll take your calls on that next, 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.